You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Ciao, Chrome. Firefox Quantum is the browser built for 2017. It's been years since I gave a second thought to my web browser. Safari's fine. Microsoft Edge is whatever, I think. Opera still exists. None have ever offered much reason to switch away from Chrome, Google's fast, simple web tool. I'm not the only one who feels this way either. Chrome commands nearly 60% of the browser market and is more than four times as popular as the second-place finisher Firefox. Chrome won the browser wars. So my expectations for Firefox Quantum, the new browser from Mozilla, were not particularly high. Mozilla made big promises about Quantum's speed and efficiency, which are what everyone makes big promises about when they launch a new browser, and they never really make a difference in the experience. Sure, a couple dozen Chrome tabs can bring even the beefiest computer hardware grinding to a beach-balling halt, but Chrome does the job. What could Firefox even do to win me over? It turns out, there are a lot of things the Firefox Quantum could do to improve the browser experience, and it did many of those things. The new Firefox actually manages to evolve the entire browser experience, recognizing the multi-device, ultra-mobile lives we all lead, and building a browser that plays along. It's a browser built with privacy in mind, automatically stopping invisible trackers and making your history available to you and no one else. It's better than Chrome, faster than Chrome, smarter than Chrome. It's my new go-to browser. The speed thing is real, by the way. Mozilla did a lot of engineering work to allow its browser to take advantage of all the multi-core processing power on modern devices, and it shows. Every page seems to load one beat sooner than I expect, which makes the whole browsing experience that much more efficient. It's not life-changingly different, and I can't say I notice the 100% advantage Mozilla swears it has over Chrome, but it definitely feels zippier. I definitely notice Firefox's better memory usage. I routinely find myself with 30 or 40 tabs open while I'm researching a story, and at that point, Chrome effectively drags my computer into quicksand. So far, I haven't been able to slow Firefox Quantum down at all, no matter how many tabs I use. Again, though, speed and memory aren't enough to merit the hassle of switching browsers, even if they should be. Rather, it's the little things, the things you do with and around the web pages themselves, that make Firefox really work. For instance, if you're looking at a page on your phone and want to load that same page on your laptop, you just tap Send to Device. Pick your laptop, and it opens and loads in the background as if it had always been there. You can save pages to a reading list or to the great Read It Later service Pocket, which Mozilla owns, both with a single tap. Pocket also surfaces a bunch of articles you might like when you open a new tab, which is a delightful way to bring actual browsing back to the browser. Quantum feels like a bunch of power users got together and built a browser that fixed all the little things that annoyed them about other browsers. It has a QR code reader built in. It has a menu item for copying a URL. And if you've ever tried to copy and paste a long URL on your phone, you know how nice that is. Firefox even makes screenshots more intuitive. It can capture a section, everything on your screen, or the entire web page all at once. You can even turn on night mode and invert the colors on most blindingly white websites. All these things are so fiddly in other browsers, requiring bookmarklets and extensions to work. Firefox just put them all in the browser. Firefox has always been a remarkably customizable app, and Quantum takes the idea even further. You can move all the buttons around, change every color and font, and even control the visual density of the app itself. You're able to choose which app opens when you click on an email address, which every Gmail user will appreciate. Mozilla has a huge library of add-ons, and if you use the Foxified extension, you can even run Chrome extensions in Firefox. Best I can tell, there's nothing you can do in Chrome that you can't in Firefox, and Firefox does them all faster. Aesthetically, Firefox looks just like Chrome, which is a good thing. Rather than separate the search bar and address bar, Quantum combines them just like Chrome. Tabs are rectangular and uncomplicated as they should be. Since it's doing so much, Quantum does get a bit cluttered in spots, like when you search in the box and it offers you autocomplete options, search results, and a bunch of other search engine options all in the same window. But in general, it's clean and simple, like a good browser should be. Switching browsers is kind of a pain. They're the most important, most used apps on just about all our devices, and there's a steep learning curve in trying to figure out a new one. And in a few cases, it might even be impossible. I can't use the Conde Nast CMS in anything other than Chrome, so I can't switch completely. But if there's ever been a reason to spend an hour importing bookmarks, installing extensions, and tweaking all your settings just so, Firefox Quantum is it. It's truly a 2017 browser, and it might be the only one.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that overdelivers. Chubb overdelivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.